Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio Nation. It is Friday, Good Friday, as well as the beginning of Passover, and you are tuned in once again to another edition of The Cutting Room Floor on Blog Talk Radio. I am LeVar, and as usual, I am joined by my lovely co-host who happens to, thankfully she's joining us this week. She's in the midst of vacation. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
We're in the car, so you might lose me, but other than that, I'm doing well.
That will be the magic of radio, so don't. We've got a lot to talk about this Friday. Before I go into anything, just as always, just a little housekeeping. Want to let you all know that you can catch us on Twitter on News Comment BTR and on Facebook at News and Comment Network Blog Talk Radio, which actually this week Facebook finally changed our page over, at least the first time I noticed it, to the new look, the new Facebook look. So we're doing a little bit of housekeeping over there, so excuse us for the construction because I got caught pretty much surprisingly when I went in today and saw that we got changed over. I knew it was coming, but we got changed over. And you can also catch us on iTunes for free at the iTunes stores just under the podcasting section. And look us up, and we are there. But I wanted to go into the first story today, and it's one that's actually kind of developing this week. And I did see something this morning on the Today Show. This person actually did finally come on. But there is a lady who has gotten a little bit of backlash this week. And her name is Samantha Brick. And if it sounds familiar, if you're on Twitter, like I said, this lady was on this morning. Good Morning America did an interview with her on Tuesday. And Samantha published a column in the Daily Mail on Tuesday, the London Daily Mail, entitled "There Are Downsides to Looking This Pretty: Why Women Hate Me for Being Beautiful." And if you remember back in the day, there used to be the commercial where, you know, it was "Don't hate me because I'm beautiful" and all that other sort of stuff. Well, this is pretty much what this lady was pretty much saying. She pretty much bemoaned having to go through life as a beautiful woman, constantly receiving stuff such as free champagne and wine from suitors and flirting with male bosses and angering her female friends. And she goes on to write in her article, that while she's no Elle McPherson, I'm tall, slim, blonde, and so I'm often told a good-looking woman. I know how lucky I am, but there are downsides to being pretty, the main one being that other women hate me for no other reason than my lovely looks. So by Wednesday morning, of course, she became the center of a Twitter campaign aiming to take her down a few pegs for her, quote, perceived vanity. And Twitter users created the tongue-in-cheek hashtag Samantha Brickbacks to make jokes about her alleged beauty. I could go on saying what they were, but I'll kind of go into more what she said a little bit more. And in that comment, there were more than 3,000 comments to her essay, most of which called into question whether she was as pretty as she declared. And she also said there were other instances where another woman she barely knew pushed her out of the way, shouting it wasn't fair on all the other women, that she was dominating, the room. And that she said that if you're a woman reading this, I hazard that you've already formed your own opinion about me and it won't be very flattering. For while many doors have opened literally as a result of my looks, just as many have been metaphorically slammed in their face, usually by her own sex. Now, you know, I could go on and I could have the violins playing in the background, but I'm going to pose the question to you, my friend, on this particular day. You've seen the article. You've seen the interview with her that was done. First of all, I'm going to withhold my judgment. But what did you think when you read this? And does she stake a claim to having this issue? And is the snapback at her, is it fair?
Yes and yes. No, I don't know. Okay. The fact that she's having problems for looking too pretty, I think there are people that would kill to be in her shoes, but she needs to, like, bring it down a peg. She didn't mean to bring it down a peg, so the backlash was well-deserved. If you're going to stick it out there to say that, hey, I'm too pretty and it sucks, then, well, we'll all tell you how being too pretty sucks. She's not that great. I mean, if I was going to make a determination on her looks, but, oh, boo-hoo, you got free champagne. Boo-hoo, you got free whatever. I don't get free champagne. I don't get free entry into places, so live with it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'm one of those people that her attitude is what's going to kill her at this point, and I don't think it's fair that she's going to get off on being tall, slim, and blonde, and no.
Well, I'm in agreement with you, and as a guy, and I think, you know, this is one of those things, I think she needs to get over herself. I could think of probably 1,000 more people on a list that would be more prettier than her. Not to say that, you know, that she's not going to get talked to in a room, but I think for what she is saying and for what she's putting out there, I'm not buying it. Unless she's the prettiest in her town. Now, like I said, I don't want to go into long jokes about, you know, probably that could be the case, but
she might be the prettiest in her town of one.
She might, but I think that if she were in a different place, I'm going to tread lightly here. You have to
don't
remember where
lightly.
She...
Stomp through.
No,
come on.
No.
Open and try to stomp. Let's go.
I don't want to upset our international friends that may be listening to this, because where she's from, this is where I was going to go into. Because where she's from, she may be considered pretty. But I have a feeling that if you put her in Hollywood, or in California for that example, I think you will find a lot of other people on that list, and she would not make that list immediately. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
And like I said, I'm not one to talk, but if you've seen this lady, you would think, really, you have problems like that? And I think, in a way, when you put yourself out there and you write an article as to, oh, I'm too pretty to date her, people don't talk to me, and blah, 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 you subject yourself to the criticism, and I think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, when you open yourself up like that, I think you kind of got it coming. And in this case, I think the backlash that she's getting, I don't think she expected it. I seriously don't. I don't think so either. I think she expected a lot of people to feel sorry for her and to say, hey, she's pretty, you know, back off, you know, and, you know, it's not, you know, easy to look that beautiful. I think that's what she was expecting. And when I saw her this morning on Today Show, it was, I think she still doesn't get it, but I find it funny when people come up and always say that they're too pretty to date, or, you know, because I think that if you are yourself, everything else is going to fall into place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, attitude goes a long way for that stuff, so, If you're going to throw out there that she's that pretty, she's going to get the backlash from the people that don't feel like they're that pretty, or they think they're prettier than her. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah. So, Samantha Brick, yes, you are going to be the butt of a lot of jokes here over the next few weeks, so I would go and hide somewhere, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I read this next story, and it did not surprise me, but it was a little on the disturbing side.
Uh-huh.
In this world of apps, you know, where you could do just about everything from an app, a controversial smartphone application is being pulled from the Apple App Store. It's called the Girls Around Me app, which combines the location sharing network Foursquare with Facebook to tell users where girls or guys are checked in nearby using real-time GPS location data. Girls goes a step further by connecting the user to publicly available Facebook profiles of the people that they spot so that they can learn more details about them. According to PC World, one blogger who tested that Girls Around Me app was able to learn a woman's full name, age, birthday, marital status, where she went to school, and her parents' names by scanning her Facebook photos. Online, people were outraged, calling the app horrible, and many people were criticizing the app, saying that it's geared towards stalkers and invades people's privacy. One person tweeted that the app is, quote, one of many legitimate reasons not to ever use Facebook Foursquare. The individuals who are yielded in the results are unaware that they are being tracked and do not have the ability to opt in or opt out. However, there is no need to get too worried if you are on Foursquare. It has officially banned the app from gaining access to its server, saying it's in violation of its policies relating to API, which is Application Program Interface. SMS services, the creator of Girls Around Me, dismisses the stalking comparisons and says it plans to reintroduce the app in the future. Are you buying or selling the use of this app to find out who total strangers are that you don't know?
I'm glad that they're banning the app. I'm very happy about that. I mean, they just don't want... That is a stalking thing. I don't care if they we're not going to get into that. If they're saying, this is not a stalking interface. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's all I can say. There's so much more that I can't even, yeah. It upsets me. That's why I locked down my profile. And I locked down a bunch of my stuff. And I may not be on Facebook for very much longer, just because of the crap that they pull.
It amazes me how far we've come in the time of social media. You know, I remember when it was even then, the dark ages of social media was pretty much MySpace. It was pretty much chat rooms. You know, you saw what you saw, or people shared what they shared, and that's all you knew of them. And then along came things such as Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and then people decided to be a little bit more open about themselves. And I hope it doesn't take away, because I'm hearing you, and I know that there's going to be people who are thinking the same like you, and I hope it does not take away from their, I guess, disappointments with social media. While it can still be a valuable resource and while it can still be fun, it's apps like this that cause so many issues. And it's like, if I want someone to, whatever happened, and I guess this brings back another thing, whatever happened to the old days of just going up to somebody and talking to them?
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, hi, how are you? I'm so-and-so. That would be amazing. What's your Facebook profile? Let me find you.
It's like, do I have to go so sneakily behind to try to figure out who you are? I mean, that whole thing could be, I guess, taken care of if you just walk up to the person and say hello. You know?
Right.
And what is it?
They probably
give
you all that information.
Pretty much. And if they don't, then they don't. How do you explain it to somebody? Hey, you know, like you said, hey, I know your name is Joan, and I know your parents' names are Richard and Sue, and I just happened to find all that on this app. So, how about going out?
Yeah, I would probably be creeped out by that a lot. That would be in the whole Mr. Rogers category right there. Just calling creepiness.
I'm speechless when I heard about this. I'm glad that they're taking it off. I hope it never comes back, and I hope that those who hear about this, as soon as they see it, shoot this app down, because it obviously has no room in this age in which there's a lot of creepers out there. Yeah, I worry more so about, you know, people using this on kids, because all know that kids have Facebook pages, and teenagers have Facebook pages as well. and you can't really get through that. And for the people that use it on kids, yeah, not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but going on to much more lighter fare, never let it be known that we are not a good public service for the sexes here. There was an article out this week about the top five things from Match.com that drive men crazy. And it goes that, you know, men love women, they do, but that doesn't mean that women don't drive them crazy. Even after oceans of ink have been spilled about how the two sexes can better understand and accept each other, women still find ways to annoy men and vice versa. So here, according to Match.com, are the top five ways she's making you crazy right now. So it says, ladies, are you guilty of any of these irritating behaviors? Number one, game playing / manufacturing drama. That says, there are a lot of ways to create drama and excitement in a relationship, but men usually aren't fans unless said excitement involves clothing removal. Asking too much too soon about his past relationships is one way women drive men nuts and create drama, says Dr. Linda Young, a psychologist and relationship coach who blogs for Psychology Today. She says making him late by taking too long to get ready is another. Getting irrationally jealous over platonic friends or running hot and then cold, no explanation, or just a few more. Now, whether the drama is minor or significant, men would rather skip it. And one says, I think these behaviors exist because men and women don't have the skills to live beyond the, quote, game playing they learned as adolescents, which is perpetrated by the media. As a woman, do you think that portion of one of those things is overrated?
No, I think it's great. I think it drives women crazy. Wait, I have to stop and act like I'm actually, like, normal. No, drama? Are you kidding? No, I'm sorry. I'm with the guys on this one. Drama sucks. I don't want games. I don't want drama. I don't understand. I can already name off the other four. The other four have something to do with drama, lying about drama, and why don't you like me anymore? Is that right?
I have a feeling, you know, I don't want to get ahead of us here, but it all kind of seems that way. But I'll get to number two. Number two is expecting the man to pay for everything. Now, while most men don't mind picking up a check early on in courtship, after a few dates, it's nice for a woman to offer to contribute financially, especially if exclusivity has been established. Now, men like to be generous, but they don't like to be taken for suckers, especially if the woman they're seeing has a good job. Now, this is where I think most of the relationships hit their snag, because there's always going to be this argument. And there are a lot of women, not all, but a good deal, who thinks that the guy should pay for everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm. And no, I didn't grow up in the 1950s, so no.
I didn't see a hoop skirt over there, nor
I know, right? I need to get one. That would be awesome.
Number three on this one. Wanting to know where the relationship is going before he's ready to say or before he knows himself. This is a big one, according to Dr. Young. It says, dating is supposed to be a chance to get to know another person. It's not a guarantee of finding a certain kind of relationship, and women who treat it this way drive men nuts. It's almost as if the woman is selling herself short. After all, you can't help but ask why a lady would want some kind of commitment from someone she doesn't really know yet. Now, I'm going to put an asterisk next to this one because I agree with this one, but then I disagree with this one. I don't think that two dates in, you should be asking, you know, where the relationship
is going. Are we
going to
get married?
Yeah. But I think that if you've been together for quite a while, and things are kind of in a stagnant spot, life is short. Of course you want to know where the relationship is going. And if it's not going anywhere, then you want to know whether you should jump ship now and go somewhere where it is going to go somewhere or not. Am I wrong?
I agree with you 100%. The problem is a lot of women are guilty of the instant relationship. He likes me, so so he should be exclusive. Women are that way, unfortunately. I mean, I know I've been guilty of it in the past where we're so much more in connection with some of our emotional stuff that men aren't. So we automatically put ourselves into the guy should know what we know, which is, this is going great. I want this to keep going. And some guys aren't that quick.
Yeah. Number four, being controlling. Correcting him on little details when he's got the big picture right, that's Dr. Young, is another thing that drives men bonkers. It's often true that women are better at multitasking, but that doesn't mean they have to run every detail of the show. I'll repeat that. It's often true that women are better at multitasking, but that doesn't mean they have to run every detail of the show. A man will get frustrated if a woman asks him to do something, then won't give him a chance to do it his way. The real showstopper is when she then claims she has to do everything around here. If the situation sounds familiar, how can you improve it?
This is true. I agree. More drama.
And then number five, not getting enough guy time. Now, in ancient cultures,
okay,
men often spent most... Uh-oh. I got stopped before I even went into it. Well, go ahead.
I know. Guy time, really? I mean, I understand the guy time meaning you need to get away from your girl. You don't need to be spending every waking moment with them, especially if you're in... I mean, unless you're married. But how much guy time do you really need?
You know what? I think once in a while, I think that once you're in a relationship, that kind of changes. I'm kind of in that 50-50 on this one. I'm with you. I mean, there is a thing that once you're in a relationship, that whole thing about the weekend with the guys, I mean, you're in a relationship now. There's different, you know, things that you are more committed to. You know, you don't have to necessarily go out every Monday night to go to a Monday night football game with the guys. You don't necessarily have to go every Saturday to go to a college football game with the guys. You know, now that you're in a relationship, you are in a committed relationship. You have to commit to that. You know, it's okay once a month or every other month to do that with the guys, but you got to spend time with her. Just as if you have a family, you're still not going to go out and do guy things. You're going to commit to your family. Just the same as if somebody's committed to you in a relationship, you have to commit to that. So I'm with you.
I agree. Right. Especially if they're coming in from, like, if let's say you want to have your guy time, which is fine. Have your guy time. But let's say your girl's been out of town. She's been on a work trip or whatever. And you always do Monday nights with the guys for football. She comes back on Monday and she wants to see you. Sorry, chick. I got Monday night football. That sucks. Dude. Hi.
Yeah.
I was gone for a while. You could have done Monday. You could have done Monday every day last week. Whatever. Sorry. Still in a contention for me.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I mean, there are some things to this that are true. There are some things to this that are half and half and 50-50. But, yeah, there is an interesting note there about ladies, things what drives guys a little weird. But I did have one other story here. Well, unfortunately, we'll leave one on the floor here to get to the LeVar Files. But interesting study that came out this week. Of course, we're close to Easter, and with Easter comes chocolate and everything else. But from weight loss to mood improving and now sex life boosting, chocolate truly is a superfood.
Yay!
So it's not, honestly, what could be better than warm, rich, creamy chocolate? Stick a chunk in your mouth and feel it slowly melt in your tongue, turning into liquid. That itself sounds dirty, I know. It says, does the sweetness turn you on? Well, Italian researchers have discovered that women who regularly consume chocolate have higher libidos, increased sexual arousal, and greater sexual satisfaction. So, on this Easter weekend, how much chocolate will you be having?
Copious amounts. I'm going to have a chocolate coma. Chocolate. I
so
love chocolate.
Working. Do you now?
Yes, I do. I love chocolate. all types of chocolate. White chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. I almost got Eva LaVar to come out. I almost did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, LaVar's going to be good.
No, you're not.
Really quick. We've got a couple minutes. We'll have to get to the LaVar files this week. This week, the lesson of everything is if you're going to do something right, do it the first time. Now, I normally don't condone doing anything wrong, but heck, if you're going to do things wrong, do it right the first time, people. Take the story of a young man whose name is Dylan Edward Contreras. He has his last name tattooed on his forearm, and he apparently tried to give police a fake name, and then he was arrested. An officer says he told three men who were walking on the street with a dog to move to the sidewalk, and one looked like he might run away, so he asked for identification. Contreras identified himself as Emiliano Valesco, and a police database search found no matches. So the officer then had a dispatcher run a check with the birthday he was given and the last name tattooed on the forearm. Contreras had three warrants for failure to appear on charges, including providing false information. Needless to say, Dylan was quickly arrested and sent to jail. And then again, we give the other story of doing things wrong or just doing things stupidly or the need to really stay in school. Take the story of how Olga El Perdomo feels. Last week, she tried to rob the Albany Bank and Trust in Chicago, but was thwarted when a wily teller told her the bank was closed and had to come back tomorrow. Yes, Perdomo walked into the bank around 5 p.m. last Thursday, clad in plaid pajama pants and a dark hooded jacket. According to the Chicago Tribune, she handed the teller a note reading, "All of your money, no cops, no dye pack." But the teller didn't hand over the cash. Instead, she said that the bank was closed and that Perdomo would have to come back the next day. She politely agreed, leaving the bank. And on Monday, a bank employee recognized her outside the bank and called the police. She was nabbed along with another man whom police say robbed the same bank for over $2,500 a week earlier. So, yes, dear friends, it brings a whole thing to staying in school.
Wow.
But you know what, though? We quickly have about 3 minutes, according to what I've got here, probably 90 seconds, and I'll be pretty much told. But I'm going to try and go through this quick story after that. But there is now a reason that Winnie the Pooh is probably walking around with a pillow in front of him, and it all has to do with honey. The Israeli Health Ministry is cautioning citizens against a new erotic stimulant known as honey sex. Israel's pharmaceutical crime unit discovered the tasty item available in pharmacies and natural food markets and sent samples to a Jerusalem laboratory. Scientists tested the honey sex and discovered the chemical sildenafil, known as the active ingredient in the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra. The health ministry is warning Israelis against using the sweet stimulant. Consuming honey sex without consulting a medical professional could lead to heart problems or other side effects, the government statement has said. So, yes, they now say that at least as an alternative, curious individuals who don't strictly follow the laws of kashrut might consider bacon lube, which is a savory sexual lubricant with a smoky pork flavoring. And because I just said pork, now I just thought of something else, which is going to lead my mind elsewhere. And with that, we've got 90 seconds. Do you have any shout-out for this week?
Yes, I'm just hanging with the fam, so all my shout-outs are the people that are in this car right now as they're being quiet so that I don't make too much noise.
Awesome. No, great shout-out. I was going to say I'm impressed. Everybody, I would not have known if there were people riding along with it.
I know, right? Very, very quiet people.
I would say have them all, like, make a round of noise or something. At least they can get out of their system. But,
yeah,
that's up to you.
We're
going
to go to SeaWorld and scream.
Well, with that, I want to wish everyone a happy Easter weekend. Enjoy it wherever you are. And, my friend, enjoy your vacation. And, of course, we'll see you back here next week. And that will do it. As the clock on the wall is telling us, it's time to go. So, for Mary, I am LaVar. Like I said, have a great Easter vacation, everybody. We will see you next week with another edition of The Cutting Room Floor. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace. Thank you.